You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and welcome to Heal Your Life with our guest, Victoria Benoit. She is the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. If you want to find out more about her, the work she does, how it can be beneficial to you, reach out to her. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's Extraordinary Outcomes with an S at the end. Don't forget the S. Very important, or else you won't get there. Extraordinaryoutcomes.com, or give her a call directly as well. Again, all her contact information is right there on the website. She's also got Facebook, Twitter, you name it. It's all there. Reach out to her. And Victoria, welcome back, and how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Great to be back.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time and joining us. Hey, before we get started, I know we've already had a couple discussions, but there's always an opportunity for new people checking us out for the first time. So do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the work that you do as the owner of Extraordinary Outcomes.
Wonderful. I'd love to do that. I actually received my master's degree in counseling in about 1993. And then right after that, I discovered this wonderful process called resonance repatterning. And I've been doing that with my clients ever since. So probably 30 years or whatever the math is there.
Right.
So, and this repatterning is based on the premise that there may be some unconscious patterns and beliefs that are actually holding you back from having what you want in life. And so what I do is I identify this pattern by actually identifying the innate wisdom or through the innate wisdom with a client, and their system gives me the information just through permission. So you can be anywhere in the country. You can call in.
Right.
You don't have to come in person. And then what I do is I give the client permission to access my energy field, so then we work as a team. So then the client has access to the methodology that I'm using, and then I have permission to their patterns that they may not even be aware of that they have.
Right.
And then we do what's called a modality to actually shift. So it's a really energy healing. And when I had my first session with the owner, Chloe Wordsworth, I thought it was like a year's worth of psychotherapy in each session. So I actually stopped doing the talk therapy and started going right into doing repatterning.
Right. And I like the way you describe it on your website as to kind of supercharge things, right?
Right. Yes. I'm in the process now of doing a group called Supercharge Your Chakras.
Okay.
And that's been going really well. And but, you know, I did get a response from the call-in person who had a session last week, and I'd love to share with the audience the results that she received.
Oh, yeah. Now, who did we talk to a couple weeks ago?
That was Betsy.
Betsy. Okay. And we're going to be talking to another client of yours, and we're going to be doing another example in a little bit. But let's follow up, do our follow-up with Betsy.
Yeah, she actually emailed me, and this is what she said. I asked her for a little testimonial, and she said, Victoria asked me to describe an ongoing ailment that I tolerate. I said I have had a nagging cough since childhood, a cough multiple times a day. I barely notice it, but it bothers others who often comment about it. After several more definitive questions, I was able to determine that it was related to trying to receive acknowledgement from adults by exceeding all expectations, which rarely happens. So it would hurt my feelings that they never noticed, so I began to cough to conceal my disappointment. Victoria guided me through a modality, and the trigger feeling in my chest disappeared and has not returned. Since the healing, I have not felt the need to cough.
Wow. So really, this cough that she has had for, I don't know how long she's had it, but she's had it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, she said since she was a little girl.
Right.
So, she felt like she wasn't enough, and she had to do all this stuff to exceed everyone's expectations. Of course, never worked.
Right.
And it's very, sometimes just little sessions like that have huge results. And of course, I usually spend about an hour and a half with each client. So watch out. If you really want results, give me a call.
And you know, it's surprising too. And I think people might be, you know, surprised. They might be thinking, well, that's something that, you know, she's probably worked with this person before. But it's one of those things that you did on the phone. It was not, you know, you weren't doing it in person, Victoria.
Correct.
You did that right here on the air with us.
Right, yeah. Most of my clients are actually over the phone.
Which is amazing, because you would think that's something, you know, because we all have this, I guess, I want to say bias towards, well, you need to see the person you're going to be working with as opposed to just being on the phone with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, as long as the client gives me permission to access their energy field, I remember one gentleman, he called me from the New York airport. He was going on a trip overseas, mm-hmm. London or something, and he called me, Victoria, do you have a half an hour? I got the diarrhea. I said, sure, sure. That's all I have is a half an hour. And sure enough, he called me back and said, I don't know what you did, but I'm having a good time on my trip. So, you know, it's it doesn't have to be a whole hour and a half, but usually my sessions are really thorough. I feel like we rush through life. I don't want to rush through a session, so I really take a lot of time so that the client really feels heard and that we can really get to some of the core patterns and then shift them, you know, by doing that modality.
Right. Yeah, and again, it's kind of amazing because, you know, again, I sat through it and listened along while you did it, Victoria, and you don't, it's not like you're going, oh my goodness, I've never, it's very not surprising is the best way to describe it. Like, you're not really, you're not asking the person to do something crazy is what I'm trying to say.
Right, exactly, yeah. Not woo-woo.
Yeah, exactly.
Scientific, actually, right.
There was no, you didn't have some you know, Indian chief behind you banging a big drum. you didn't have the person lighting things on fire and dancing underneath them. None of that stuff. It was just a conversation, and you're drawing things out.
Right.
Which is...
Yeah, and the beautiful part of this is the client actually directs me and tells me what they need in the session, because if you think about it, how in the world would I know, really, what anyone really would need? And so then I just free myself up to, you know, be a healing presence so that they can really go deep.
Right.
In their session.
Yeah. And it was, you know, for lack of a better term, it was an extraordinary outcome now that we
it was.
You know, now that we get the feedback, you know, again, from Betsy, from, you know, I want to say, was that last week?
That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. So, and how quickly did she notice that, oh my goodness, you know what? I'm not coughing anymore.
I think she called me in about 3 days.
Right. That's an amazing response. And again, it kind of just shows you the power of the body and the mind to kind of work together and figure these things out.
Right. And it's just a pattern. You know, I don't really think anyone is really flawed. You know, we just, life happens and we come to conclusions about ourselves, about others, about, you know, money, about relationships. And then we're living through those beliefs and we don't even know what they are half the time.
Right.
Or we do know what they are and we don't know what to do with them. So that's really my specialty, is to help people identify the patterns that they don't even know that they're operating out of.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, we're going to be doing this yet again. Let's double check and make sure we have Paula on the line. Paula, are you there?
Hello.
Is this Paula?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Paula, welcome to the show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, we're talking with our guest Victoria Benoit. She's going to be working with our caller Paula to, you know, again, show us another aspect of the work that she does. Victoria is the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. ExtraordinaryOutcomes.com is that website. Reach out to her through there. Based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but as you're going to learn, you can work with her no matter where you're located. So we'll take this quick break. More with her after these words right here on Elevated Radio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome back to Elevated Radio again. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host. And again, you're listening to Heal Your Life with our guest, Victoria Benoit. Victoria, the owner at the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. Reach out to her through that website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. That's extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And you can find out more about her, the work she does. You can book online. You can check out the monthly specials. Find out about the workshops. Read a little bit about her. She's got a lot of great information on that website. So make sure you go there and check it out for yourself. Extraordinaryoutcomes with an S at the end, .com. Victoria, welcome back, and thank you again for doing this today with us.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, and speaking of which, we have our next person on the line who called just before the break. Her name is Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
How are you? Where are you calling from, by the way?
Scottsdale.
Oh, so okay. Arizona. So you're in the Arizona area as well. All right, so I'm going to step away. And Victoria is going to take over from this point forward, and we're going to experience what you guys do.
Great.
All right.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Victoria.
Welcome to your session.
Thank you.
We're going to do an abundance repatterning, and this is based on the five Chinese elements of acupuncture, and I thought I'd just start by. Reading a little bit of information about this repatterning. And but before I do that, do you give me permission to access your energy field into this little session on the air here?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Thank you. And I give you permission to access my energy field. So I'll be using that resonance kinesiology, the muscle checking. But your system is going to guide me through the session. And it'll tell me exactly what you need, when you need it, and I'll just follow your direction.
Okay.
So this repatterning is from the point of view of the five Chinese elements. And it says here, money also correlates with the water element, which has to do with flows and reserves, the flow of money and the reserves of money. Also, the earth element, which has to do with containment and a natural sense of being provided for. Also, the metal element, which is about feeling valued and having a sense of self-worth no matter what you earn. Also, the wood element, which has to do with growth and what you identify with. And finally, the fire element, which is the fifth element, and it has to do with pleasure and having fun with others. It continues to say here, abundance is about power. It's about energy and your ability to be successful. It's about contentment with what is, while putting in effort to create the life that you want. In order to change your perceptions about abundance and your relationship with how money flows to and from you, you need to change your resonance with any issues concerning power and how you access and use your energy. Your attitude and beliefs influence the outcomes and are always a determining factor in the amount of abundance that you experience. So this repatterning will support a highly harmonious attitude in each of the five elements, enabling you to resonate with abundance. And then you can go into empowered action for what brings meaning to your life and for bettering yourself. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All righty. So what is the problem you have with power or your energy?
Several years. My level of energy and my feeling of being powerful has just kind of disappeared.
Okay.
Very, very much low energy, much lower energy than when I was working. I don't know that it's a function of retirement, but it may be.
Okay.
And my sense of being able to kind of get what I want or manifest what I want is like non-existent. Wow. Okay. Let me write this down. And then we're going to actually verify that you are actually at that vibration. And then we're going to shift that for you. So, okay. So you said my level of energy and feeling powerful has disappeared. And then you also said my sense of being able to manifest what I want is non-existent. Well, we want to clear that for you. Non-existent. Okay. And so we're going to have you say this out loud. I'm going to guide you. And then I'm actually going to muscle check for you over here since you're not in my office. And then we'll just verify that you happen to be at this vibration. And then we'll do a little bit more today. So let's have you say that. My level of energy and feeling powerful.
My level of energy and feeling powerful.
Has disappeared.
Has disappeared.
My sense of being able to manifest what I want.
My sense of being able to manifest what I want.
Is non-existent.
Is non-existent.
So I'm muscle checking for you, and I'm getting an on-muscle check response, meaning you're having to match that vibration. And so we want to shift that by identifying a little bit about the elements now, what's holding you back or holding you into this particular resonance.
Okay.
So I'm going to muscle check. You may not need all five of the elements, but we'll check here. So for Paula, she needs anything in the wood element. Yeah, so we're going to identify what's called a non-coherent quality, which means a negative quality. And there are 14 options, and you're going to let me know which one you need. And so I'm just going to muscle check. It's 1 through 4. No, it's 5 through 8. Yes, it's 5. It's 6. It's number 7. Okay, and it says here, I make poor decisions relating to how I use my power and how I and my energy.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense for you at all? Oh, you do? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to write this down. Poor decisions. I write everything down so that I can remember when we go back and recheck.
Yes.
To how I use my power and energy. Okay, and for Paula, we're going to have you say this, and again, I'll muscle check on your behalf. And we'll have you say, I make poor decisions.
I make poor decisions.
Related to how I use my power and energy.
Related to how I use my power and energy.
Okay. And let's see if you need anything from the fire element. So that's, Paula needs something from the fire element. Yes, there's 20 options on this one. And it's 1 through 4. No, it's 5 through 8. 9 through 12. It's 9, 10, 11. So you're telling me you're needing number 11. And it's number 1, it's 2, it's 3. It's managing money doesn't bring me pleasure.
That's true.
That makes sense? Okay, doesn't bring me pleasure. So then usually we don't do things that we don't find pleasurable. So then the money issues come up. And, of course, this is the abundance or patterning. So it really makes sense. All right, so let's have you say that. And again, I'll muscle check on your behalf. Let's have you say, managing money doesn't bring me pleasure.
Managing money doesn't bring me pleasure.
Yes. And that makes sense for you in your life?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, anything else on the fire element that Paula needs? No. All right, let's see here. Next element will be the earth. And Paula needs something in the earth element. Yeah. Okay, there's 19 options. And Paula needs 1 through 4. No, 5 through 8. No, 9 through 12. 13, 14, number 15. This next one is, I constantly worry about money.
Yes.
Yeah. So these are all the vibrations that you're at that are causing this lack of energy that you had mentioned earlier about feeling, you know, not as powerful as you used to feel and all that. Yep. About money. It's interesting how something about money then can influence your energy and your power. Okay, about money. Okay, so this one is, let's have you say this again. I constantly worry about money.
I constantly worry about money.
Okay, and this is a deeper muscle check. It's called umbilical muscle check. It means that
it would be so foreign to think that for you to not worry about money. It just is so ingrained in kind of the way you operate that it's really affecting you. Yeah. So worry, worry, worry. So we're going to shift that for you. All right. Anything else for Paula in the earth element? No. Anything in the metal? Yes. All right. It's 1 through 4, 5 through 8, 9 through 12, 9, 10, 11. 11 again. Okay. This is about you feeling insignificant. I feel insignificant. There's some options here. Without money. Does that make sense that you feel insignificant without money?
I'm not sure.
So your value depends on you, or so your significance has something to do with whether you have money or you don't have money.
In some ways, yeah, my value to other people.
Okay, very, very good. Very, very good. Yeah, sometimes these are very unconscious that we don't even know that we're resonating or vibrating there, so that's why we actually do this. So let's have you say that. I feel insignificant without money.
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that.
Certainly. I feel insignificant without money.
I feel insignificant without money.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a resonance there for you.
Yeah.
And anything with a water element? No. Anything with a water element at all? No. Okay, so we need to go right into the modality for today's little mini session here.
Did we do the fire element? Oh, okay.
We did. That was managing money doesn't bring me pleasure.
Oh, okay.
You're wanting that fire. All right. So let's see which modality you need to shift all this. So it's something in process. No, it's something in sound. It looks like you need a sound modality.
Okay.
And it's something here. Okay, it's called a meridian consonant sound. And we're working in the elements have to do with the meridian. And so they're called moo points. And let me muscle check which one you need here. Okay, it's for the heart. Called the moo point for the heart. And where that's located is about an inch below your xiphoid process, or your bottom of your sternum or your breastbone there. So go ahead and touch that area. It's about an inch below. And then the sound that's going to balance out this heart meridian, which is going to help the whole session, is a sound. It's the S sound and then the Z, like S, like fave, and then Z, zebra.
So phase and zebra?
Yeah, well, anything with an S, you know, and a Z. So I'll do it with you as well.
And F is in Frank?
No, S is in Sam.
Oh, yeah, S is in Sam.
Yeah, Sam, and then a Z, zebra. So, like sugar. So just go ahead, and I'll do this on your behalf as well. So just holding that point about an inch below your breastbone there. All right, and this is complete for Paula. No, it looks like you need a little bit longer to go ahead and say that S sound and the Z sound. All right, and this is complete? Yeah. All right, you can stop saying the sound, and then you can release your hand from that point. And just take some slow, deep breaths. I'm going to integrate that modality. And that was actually strengthening the heart meridian, which has to do with the fire element that you were asking about earlier. And more integration is needed? No. Any other modality? No. All right, we're going to go back now. We're going to verify that everything shifted. And we're going to do that by having you say these same statements that we had before, and then I'll muscle check in your behalf. And see if they shifted. You know, sometimes they shift right away, and sometimes they don't. So let's have you say my level of energy.
My level of energy.
And feeling powerful.
And feeling powerful.
Has disappeared.
Has disappeared.
My sense of being able to manifest.
My sense of being able to manifest.
What I want.
What I want.
Is non-existent.
Is non-existent.
Okay, so now I'm getting an off-muscle check response. So meaning we moved you from, like if you were at 94.5, even if we move you to 94.6 on the radio dial, still used to, you're not resonating there anymore. So at least it'll be possible for you to, you know, have this higher level of energy and feeling powerful and being able to manifest what you want. So I would look for that in your life when we're finished with the session here. Just a few more here. Let's say I make poor decisions.
I make poor decisions.
Related to how I use my power.
Related to how I use my power.
And energy.
And energy.
Okay, good. So I'm getting an off-muscle check response on that one as well. So I would notice how you're making more wise choices. You know, whether you need to rest or conserve your energy, or you need to use it in a creative way, whatever, you'll be easier to access that. The next one, I'll have you say, managing money.
Managing money.
Doesn't bring me pleasure.
Doesn't give me pleasure.
Okay, good. So you no longer resonate with that. So maybe you'll, manage your checkbook or whatever.
Have more fun. Have more fun.
Have more fun.
What I'm doing.
Exactly. All right, the next one, say, I constantly worry about money.
I constantly worry about money.
Oh, good. So you no longer resonate with that. So worry doesn't help anyone anyway. So I would notice how you're worrying less often or even not at all. You're more, you know, happy-go-lucky about it or take action on making some wise decisions about money. And the last one we'll have you say is, I feel insignificant without money.
I feel insignificant without money.
And that shifted as well. So I would notice how your significance or your value, it doesn't matter whether you have money or you don't have money, who you are is significant in your world. So so let's see, anything else here? Nope, session's complete. So session's complete.
It's complete.
We just finished your little mini session. So I would look for how, you know, more abundance is coming your way, more power, more energy. And,
Stop worrying and just have fun managing my money. Okay.
Exactly.
And you know what?
I get that.
I think I would also suggest, Paula, play the lottery. You never know.
Well, I don't know about the lottery, but I'm hoping to win a poker tournament pretty soon, so that'll do it.
Well, there you go.
There you go. You'll have to let me know, Paula.
Yeah, we'd love we'd love to get a follow-up on that, Paula. We'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking the time and, you know, going through that abundance repatterning with us right here live on the air. And it's incredible work. The way that she does it. Her name is Victoria Benoit. If you want to find out more about her and how she can help you heal your life, reach out to her. Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. That's the Center for Extraordinary Outcomes. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can reach out to her through that website, extraordinaryoutcomes.com. And Victoria, thank you so much for joining us. Another amazing, amazing display. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Have a,
have a great day.
You too. And we'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.